We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our best leadoff hitter is the senior senator from the state of Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal. Senator, thanks for getting up with us. Good morning.
How you doing, Senator?
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
This morning at the LOB, you will talk about the FDA and demand that they design and implement proper safety regulations for CBD, which has really come into the spotlight in like the last month or so. We never heard about this, Senator, and now all of a sudden you can't get away from it.
Well, it's a byproduct from hemp that may have very useful medicinal uses and qualities, but the FDA has to show that it's safe and effective. That's the legal terminology, safe and effective for those purposes to protect the public. But the challenge is that the hemp industry, which is growing and is a source of revenue for Connecticut and for the industry, can't really be used effectively unless the FDA has this regulatory set of rules that protect the public. So everybody's interest is in the FDA doing its job, and yet it has been lagging and laggard, and that's why I'm demanding that, in effect, it do its job.
Do you know why they've taken so much time to deal with it?
The FDA is chronically slow. I have pummeled the FDA again and again on this issue and others. They often are too slow to approve life-saving drugs, and yet they miss some of the defective drugs that can do great harm. They miss the problems with them. So this kind of laggard performance is unfortunately not new.
Is this a bipartisan movement, Senator? Do you have support from the other side of the aisle, or are you a lone ranger on this?
It's very bipartisan. As a matter of fact, one of the major advocates for using hemp for medicinal and other purposes is the majority leader of the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. And across the aisle, there are folks on both sides who believe that CBD can have these uses. They have to be shown as safe and effective, but we can really help lives with pain and really quality of life issues if we have the right regulatory regimen here.
The truth is, I mean, it's remarkable when you go into a store and how many are now selling CBD. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. So obviously it's very commonly used, it seems. By the way, it's not, it doesn't really give you a high, does it?
I'm told, I haven't tried
I know this.
I have reliable secondhand information.
I've heard that.
Its effect is mainly medicinal, pain relief, that kind of thing, greater ease, less anxiety, and so forth. And it's not taken in the same way that marijuana may be smoked, but obviously marijuana has medicinal uses as well. Mm-hmm. The point here is to separate the good from the bad, make sure that the industry is well served in a professional and scientific way. At the same time, consumers are protected. And there's a common interest here, and it should be bipartisan.
I know a lot of athletes talk about its use now to help for pain relief and that kind of thing. So it's really gotten into the mainstream. What steps do you have to take, or does the FDA have to take to bring this regulations about?
There is a process, and it begins with a committee of experts who study this drug. It's regarded as a drug, and the clinical trials that have been done, the research that's available, the scientific writings that have been done, and they make a recommendation as to the different uses that different types of CBD may have, and then it goes to the full FDA. There are a number of procedural steps along the way, and one of the problems is the amount of time that it takes to pursue this process. So one of the proposals I made is to streamline the FDA approval process, not disregarding or in any way diminishing the importance of scientific research or clinical trials, but just to move the process and eliminate some of the bureaucratic rigmarole. And then at the end of it, the FDA approves it for certain purposes. But now get this. The FDA for years permitted OxyContin to be sold without warnings about its addictive qualities. For years. And in fact, I sued the FDA back in the day when I was Attorney General because of its failure to provide these warnings. So on the one hand, it moves too slowly to bring to the market a drug that may have good and effective and positive quality. And on the other, it fails to warn the public about truly horrific dangers that may come from addiction to the powerful painkillers and synthetics.
I'm going to go back to just an incident last week. Incident, well, tragedy, I think I'd say, safely enough. You know, you called for, okay, from what I understand, there is a difference between regulating, let's say, a commercial airline and these guys who go around, they're great pilots, no problem, but this seems like there isn't much supervision. Is that true?
That is true. Let me just make clear, we're talking about the tragedy.
Yeah, Bradley.
17 at Bradley. And there's no question that you know, we say it, but truly here, our hearts go out to the victims and to the aviation community and veterans who have such a stake in these respected and revered World War II vintage planes. The point is to make them safe. And the agency that is supposed to make them safe when they fly is the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. I'm saying to the FAA, you have provided an exemption to these operators of vintage planes. You're not imposing the requirements that normally would go toward private aviation, that's Section 91, or to commercial aviation, which most of us fly, which is Section 135. You've granted this special exemption, a set of conditions that is unique to them, granted, by the way, just a couple of years ago, March of 2018. Let's make sure they are adequate to assure safety. There's no black box on these planes.
And we don't know.
There is no requirement for a design or construction that, in effect, contains the fuel if there's a crash. There are differences in the way the records are stored. Let's make sure that the procedures are adequate, not to ground the planes, but just protect anybody who flies on them.
Makes sense. Senator, as always, we thank you for your time. Good luck, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Great to talk. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Senator. Senator Richard Blumenthal with us at 6:58.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.